episode 50.
5-0.
I just chastised the fuck out of our guest.
You can fucking decline that or answer that if you want.
Yeah, episode 50. We got a very special guest, my childhood friend, an inmate. A lover.
L-3-8-9-2.
Lover of women and their feet. Yeah. A man of many fetishes.
You into feet?
Oh, dude, he's into everything.
All right, we'll get into that.
Bert is into fucking everything, dude. So this is my friend Phil Lynch. He's on the podcast to tell people what it's like to be a white person in jail.
Absolutely. Hello, Matt. Hello, Shane.
Right. What's going on? Yeah. This is good for me too, because I've heard a fucking ton about you.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I'm really also
heard a lot about you too.
I have a ton of questions about jail.
Farm.
Yeah. So how do you get there? How do you get to jail?
Yeah. Let's so let's start from the very top.
Yeah.
Let's start with how you got and well, how long have you been in jail?
The longest incarceration that I did straight was 18 months.
18 months.
Let me correct that. I did 3 months and then 15 straight. Now, I did 3 months, was out for not even 28 days. I took a deal. Well, my charge was I got set up selling narcotics. Now, somebody set me up. I agreed to do the same thing, but I never did. And I had these state police officers calling me about once a month. And I always say, I'll get the ball rolling. I got something working. Don't worry, guys.
Well, didn't you, when you were supposed to work for the cops, didn't you try to bring like a knife on you or something?
Yeah,
they got pissed.
They got roped.
That makes sense. They might be upset about that.
The one guy,
they weren't too happy about that.
Yeah, I remember he had a gun, and you were like, "Well, I got my knife." And they're like, yeah,
put that
you
away.
Can't have a knife on you, bro. That's sick. You rolled up strap, dude.
I rolled up strap. Now they kept wanting me, you know, to throw my sentence out. You know,
so you basically they were like, up. Come set him up and we'll let you out, and you just didn't do that and basically ran away.
They kept every month. They would text me once a month. I'd be like, I got something that works, don't worry. Just kept blowing them off.
You were their CI basically.
Yeah, I was their CI, but they got nothing out of me. They got now I went to Florida, I got myself some help, went down to a rehab down in Florida, and he texted me. This is about like 6 months after that I caught the case, and he was like, yo, what's going on? I was like, listen, leave me alone, man. I'm in Florida getting better.
Yeah.
Since I said I was in Florida getting better, I didn't tell him why I was getting better. Right away, I must have charged my ass up. Because I got a thing in the mail from a lawyer saying, you know, you got this charge, you need to represent yourself. I just threw everything to the side.
Yeah.
Fuck it, man. Now, I was working with my one uncle, and I was, I found a ring on the floor. I was vacuuming up this floor. I vacuumed up a ring. I went to throw it out, saw the ring, instead of getting it back and put it in my pocket. I should have known better. It was probably some person in the house ring. Now, when my uncle came to me like 2 days later, you know, I said, yes, I had the ring. And the lady said, if you give it back to her, I'm not going to press charges. All right. So they, I go to the jail, get back. I go to district court in Philadelphia, not the district place. I give the ring back. The lady ends up putting charges on my ass.
Yeah.
Now I went to the cop saying, like, do you have any criminal past? I was like, no, I do not. And you know, I have DUI, dumb shit. You know, simple assault.
Like they
dumb
don't
shit.
Have a big computer.
Yeah, I know. This is how green I am. I'm thinking that I can get away with everything,
that
right?
Makes sense.
No, they fingerprint me and run my thing, and I had this outstanding warrant.
Yeah.
You know, for this attempt to deliver charge. And then I go from the district, the Philadelphia police drove me to, they met me halfway on 95, right before you get to Delaware County to Philadelphia.
So they set you up basically and brought you in.
After they charged me, they brought me to the county prison. But I went to the state barracks on media. No, the state barracks on
Route 1.
Right? I saw this judge. It was like 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night. You know, I got booked on a Thursday. You know, they found out, ran my fingers, found out I had this outstanding warrant. You know, so they took me back to Delaware County. That's where I was wanted. And I saw the judge at 7 o'clock, man. And he was like, so pissed off, woke him up. You know, they had to, you know, set bail for
me. Wait, so judges are on call like that?
They had to set bail for somebody. So I had to get bail set to me.
Yeah.
What do they do? They do it over like Skype or like over TV.
Yeah, it was
right?
TV. It was like video court.
Yeah, it's not like they're in there.
Okay.
This motherfucker said, I'm a flight risk and hit me with $250,000 bail.
Damn, was you were going to Florida? Is that why? Or?
No. He just said, I must be in my report saying I want the Florida on him, which I went to Florida to help myself.
Yeah.
And I just told the guy, leave me alone right now. You know, I'm just bullshitting these
guys.
Sense, and I'm not going to help these assholes out, dude.
So he set you at $250,000 bail.
So he sent me $250,000 bail. So I go to George Hill, which is Delaware County Prison, for my first time. And
So does having
getting a belt out.
Does having a high bell put you in like a worse?
I got two. It's called four block. You got four and seven state block. Four is all violent criminals. Very high bell. Everyone's either going upstate, yeah, or pretty much everyone's either going upstate, so or they getting out.
What was like the when you walked in there? What was the vision when you like?
I was first.
What did you see when they dumped you in there?
When you get in George's cell, you're into the intake place, like the pre-intake place. You know, you're in your street clothes, and they strip you out of street clothes. You know, they search you. You know, squat, cough with your balls, all that bullshit. And they give you your county blues, second pair, and they give you your sheets and your blankets and stuff. Then I go to the intake block. This is when everyone's together. You're going to find out what block you're going to go to. You're going to get classified. They classify, like I said, on your pass, on your, violent, high bell. And I'm trying to get bailed out. I'm like, Dad, please bail me out for a quarter million dollars.
For $250,000, you'd have to put up 25 grand.
25,000.
He said, nope.
Nope.
Yeah. Now he could put his house up, or like mortgage his house, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he could have done some things, which in a way, I'll get into the story a little bit more, but I'm green to the system. Like, I feel like I could be a jailhouse lawyer now, how much I learned about the law in jail, which I learned a lot. Learning about, bails, how easy to have these guys beat these cases all the time.
Can I stop you for a second? Yeah. So this is, you were arrested and then got out and then went to Florida and then now you're back in jail.
No, I'm back in jail. But when I got arrested the first time, I didn't go to jail.
Yeah, you were supposed to cooperate.
Because I agreed to cooperate.
And then you didn't cooperate.
I didn't cooperate.
Went to Florida.
Went to Florida for rehab, better myself.
And then, it's not like you were running away. And then you went back to Philly. Now you're back in county prison?
I'm in county prison now.
In Chester County prison?
No, Delaware County. Delaware County.
Which Chester County's got to be worse than Delaware County prison, right?
Chester County is like Westchester area. It's really nice. I did 72 hours there.
I went to Westchester University.
I did my first ever bit I did besides the one-nighters, me, you, Pat, Bob, old pie guy in Westchester, for dumb stuff. I was my 72 hours I did on a DUI charge.
Yeah, that was in Chester County. So you were Chester County. Chester is in Delaware County. But Westchester is in Chester County.
Chester County.
Okay.
So so you're in there and you roll in. Who are you in there with?
Like I said, I got through intake. And I'm like, and then you get free phone calls and stuff. Call me, like, please bail me out. No way in hell. I'm thinking I'm going to be out in like 2 weeks or a week. I'm thinking I'm going to be out in a couple of days.
Yeah.
I can't do this stuff.
Yeah.
Then I get my blues and I go to the intake block where you're going to get classified to find out. It's where everyone's at. You just get in, everyone's hearing all this talk. Now, I kept hearing guys say, listen, if I go to four block, I'm not going to go. I'm going to go to the hole.
Yeah.
I don't want to go. I heard like two people say this, right? And everyone's saying, probably going to get the DUI building. It's your first time here.
That's what I thought you were going to get.
That's what I thought guys talking, because I was in intake for 3 weeks, which is very long.
Now, when you're in intake and you're talking to all these guys, are they all pretty, are they kind of cordial? Like, are they like,
well, you find,
because it sounds like guys are like, don't go to fucking four block. Sounds like you're going to go to DUI. Like, you should be all right. Like, are there people, like,
I met,
was
I met
anyone aggressive towards you right away?
No, actually, no. It's how you carry yourself.
Yeah.
There's guys that are just, a prison word, I don't know if you guys ever heard of this, called out of pocket.
Yeah, I know out of pocket is,
Everyone says that in prison, but if guys are out of pocket, dumb stuff, trying to steal people's trays.
Like right off the bat?
Right off the bat.
Now, that's a bullshit.
Is that what a tray slayer is?
Well, yeah, when you're on intake, it's 22-1. It means you're locked down 22 hours. You're out 8 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock at night. That's to take showers, just to be in the day room. The day room is a real small room. You got all the cells around on the top and the bottom.
Uh-huh.
There's about 14 cells on the bottom, 14 on the top, and there's two showers, one on the bottom, one on the top. Now, there's about five shower heads. Now, this is a funny story. The first time I went, now you go in the shower room, there's, like I said, there's five showers.
Yeah.
Right? You walk in, there's like a cage. Now, I didn't see nobody do this, but what you're supposed to do is bring your blanket, hang it up on the cage, and no one can't peek in on you, and you take your shower peacefully.
Yeah.
My first time, I go in, don't put the thing up. I go in, somebody's already showering at the end, going butt ass naked, and and this is unheard of.
But you're supposed to not shower
one at a time. Just one dude. I'm in there with another dude showering, thinking it's normal, and it's not. And I'm not covered up, so everyone can see my ding dang. You know?
Ding dang. Is that a prison term?
That's my nervousness. I could have come up.
Guys don't take group showers.
I'll get more into that when we hit state, but in the county.
So you rolled up on someone.
I rolled up on somebody, man.
That actually makes sense, because yeah, if you're in county prison for like a DUI.
Yeah.
Like that's like where green. That's where uncles go.
Yeah.
They're not trying to shower together. Nah. It's like,
But I figured like men in the gym, though, they get naked all the time.
That is true.
If you hold it down like a 6-year-old man in LA Fitness.
Men at the gym, there's literally no threat of rape.
Exactly.
I think your rape senses are up.
Remember what we're talking 100%. About. Exactly. You know?
What did this guy do when you entered the shower?
No, give me weird looks. No, he's actually about my weight.
What did he part his bed sheet?
Like I said, you walk into the door, it's like a cage. Right?
You walk in,
and there's four shower heads. All right, he was at the one at the end, and I was at the middle. So there's one shower in between us.
Yeah.
There's no towel on. Now, he might have been his first time, too. But I was wondering, he was like, why'd you walk in with, you know, why you... He didn't put the towel up or blanket up, but still, he was like, why are you in, like, in his mind, he's like, why is this white boy in here with me? It was a black dude. You know? And, you know, because...
Makes it worse.
And I walk... When I walk out, it's when someone grabbed me and told me, you know, you're not supposed to do that, right? Like, do what? What are you talking about? You're not supposed to go in there with somebody, and you're also supposed to put someone, you know, broken down for me.
Yeah.
I look back at it now, man, I just can't believe it, man.
And you went in there and did that.
I went in there, and like, you know, guys do it. Like I said, it was my first time doing a long bid like that.
So you ended up, but you, like you're saying, you're in the intake, and you ended up going to 4 Block, the place everyone didn't want to go.
Like I said, 3 weeks, and like I said, I heard two people saying
a couple weird showers.
If they send me to 4 Block, I'm going to lay on the floor and tell them to send me the hole. Now,
that's
I'm
solitary
thinking,
confinement,
I'm,
right?
That's the whole solitary confinement, 23-1. Now, when I'm thinking I'm going to DUI because this is my first time, and everyone's telling me, I'm not really telling the whole truth about my, you know, I'm just focused on drugs, some stuff. They tell me I had $25,000 bail, $250,000 bail. You know, so I get classified my third week. They call out the guy I was, you know, they call a term is bidden. You know, it's like us hanging out on the streets. In jail, they call it, me and you hanging out in jail. We're bidding. It's a bid. It's like, you know, you're doing a bid.
Yeah.
And when you're bidding is when you're bidding, you know?
Yeah,
hanging
out.
Bullshitting and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So the dude I was bidding with, you know, he told me some, you know, told me a few things what I should be looking into. He got called. The reason me and him got close because we came in together at the same time. So usually when you're new with somebody and he's all right, you eat with them and stuff. Now, 20, like I said, 22-1. They bring your trays. Sorry, they bring the trays on the block, and one person in each side has to go bring them back to you. And everyone's telling me, "Oh, this population's so much better." I was like, "How's this? This period sucks."
Oh, so that's the hole you're saying when they bring.
This is just intake. Okay. Intake's 22 hours. You're locked in and 2 hours out. That's why are you waiting to get classified to go
and
to?
Okay. How long do you typically stay in intake?
Usually, I heard people say 1 week.
Okay.
I was in for 3 weeks.
Okay.
Two different times actually.
Damn.
And then I get classified, and I find out I'm going to 4 Block, which I'm hearing all this bad stuff.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be like, oh, there's a mistake. Like, I wanted to grab the guard when he's walking me. I'm not supposed to go here, you know, because I seen the guy that came in with, he went to the DUI building, and then they called me out the next day, and I just couldn't believe it. And they're walking down the jail, and then there's a bunch of white guys in my group with me, and they all go to, I think, 5 or 6, which is real low key, you know, not major.
Yeah, it's
charges.
White guy. It's white guy jail.
Right?
So speak a little more in the mic.
And then I walk. They all go in, and that's when I wanted to say something.
See, with like, the black
guy, you just make a mistake. I mean, I go to 4 Block. I go to 4C. Now you walk in. There's 4 pods. You know, 4A, 4B, 4C, 4D.
Yeah.
Usually the old heads go to D for how they usually do it.
Yeah.
And the young bucks go to A.
Yeah.
And in between ages, you know, I was 28, 29 at the time. And then, walk on the 4 Block, man. And it was during rec time, during yard, but it's not really yard in county, it's rec time.
Yeah.
You know, you get rec 2 hours in the morning from 8:30 to 10:30. You know, you have breakfast at 6:30.
In the morning.
And then you go out for breakfast, and you come back in. In the county, they bring the trays onto the block. You know, and you just walk up, grab a tray, and sit at the seat.
Yeah.
You eat.
Yeah.
And then you go to 8:30 to 10:30 is your first rec. And sometimes in the county, like I said, it was four pods. You know, yeah. You go four A, B, C, D. Now, D and C and A and B share a little yard. It's a really small courtyard. They got a half-court basketball court, and it's like a triangle.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really small, and it's, we barely get it. You know, you barely get that. So I'm excited. I'm used to doing 22-1. I come in to the block first time. It was that nighttime. Now, I said you go 8:30 to 10:30 and then lunch, and then 1:30 to 3:30.
Yeah.
And then night, and then dinner, and then night is from 7:30 till 10:45.
Okay.
It's a lot longer.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get there, it's when they're having that night one, and everyone's out running around like a nun. I just, you know, my balls are in my stomach, man. I was just like, oh, Jesus God. Christ, right?
What's the ratio racially, like when you're in
oh,
there?
Oh, when I was in there, well,
and for when you walked in there, how many white guys is it?
Oh,
how
man,
many,
my like, block, I think it was six white guys.
How many people were in there total, would you say?
You got 14 times two, so 20 is about 60 people on the block.
Okay, and it's 10%.
Yeah, temp's really low. Okay. Really low.
So you go in there, and
now they're getting
like,
there, right? I get told what cell I'm going to.
Yeah.
And I walk to the end. I think it was 11 or 10, right in the corner. Now I can't open the cell.
Yeah.
No, everything's open, but the way my cellie had it set up, you had to put a lot of weight into it. So I'm sitting there like this. You know, whole everyone's looking around. This is just blowing my mind.
A tough start.
Everything's blowing my mind, right? And I'm looking like an asshole trying to get in. I can't get in. And I'm sitting there like just like an asshole, man.
Yeah.
And then finally, like 5-10 minutes goes by. I never forget this kid, Mike DeVito, came by and showed me how to get in. You know, and then I got in, and thank God, my cellie, which is this is a gem in county jail for him to have a TV. The TVs are 225. And they're satellite. You have to get, you know, they're pain in the ass to set up, pain in the ass to find channels. It's the dish. You get, not the dish, sorry, antenna.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Antenna.
Same thing.
You get like six channels.
Yeah.
It's horrible. You get like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
This TV was the best one. This TV is a movie channel.
That's cool.
So I get in, and now my cell is not in yet. Now, like I said, it's probably 8 o'clock at this time. We still got 2.5 hours left of rec time. My ass stays in the cell the rest of the night.
Yeah,
I'm not going
out. Yeah, you don't want to play.
I'm just like, I don't know, it's nervous, anxiety,
were they
everything.
Playing Foursquare? What were they doing?
They're playing, right? Spades and Pinochle are the two biggest card games.
Are they playing basketball and shit?
No, no, yard's not open at night.
Okay.
For in the county. Yeah.
So you didn't want to go jump in on any spades games?
No, I didn't know how to play spades at the time. I didn't learn spades till state, until I went upstate.
So how was it when the guy came and you met him? Was he cool?
Cool man, black dude, Arnold Colbert.
He's dude. We don't whisper black dude anymore. We stopped doing that in like 2015.
I didn't mean to put his name out like that.
Yeah.
But he had a TV. It was cool,
yeah,
man.
You can not say names.
He did
stick to first names.
He did a state bid. He did 5 years before. And you know, so he's. I told him my first time. He showed me a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so how'd you get out of there? That all ended then.
I stayed there for 3 months. My first bid. It started
you
out
crazy
real
while
rough.
Yeah, let's go over the summary.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll go back to crazy stuff. You don't have to pause or anything.
No, I didn't pause it.
Oh, okay. So your first night, you meet the guy. Everything's good.
He's got the movie
TV.
Channel.
He's got the movie channel. You're chilling.
What kind of movies
Bonnie
was he watching?
Bonnie and Clyde we watched first.
Bonnie and Clyde.
You guys watch Bonnie and Clyde?
Sorry, no. The one with the two girls that drive the truck.
Laverne.
You watched...
I just saw on TV the other day with Susan Sarandon.
Broad City.
No. Susan Sarandon, you know, the two girls that they
Thelma
drive,
and Louise.
Thelma and Louise.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Man, that was great.
Nice.
Saw Thelma and Louise.
Did you look at him and you're like, this is us? On your first night, you're like, this could be us, man.
Oh, we
this
talked
so
all
awesome.
Night. Nice. I was just like, I felt so comfortable. You know, I just
good.
Like, it was a lot of stress off me, even though I had a lot more to
look forward to,
to look forward to, not knowing what's going on with my case and all this stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
You know, we talked. I talked his ear off. Promised him all this stuff.
Was
oh,
this
I'll
guy,
get you a job.
You was this guy
him?
Strong? Was he?
Yo,
fucking...
wasn't big. He was about a little shorter than me, but he was strong.
Okay.
And he could fight.
Was everybody in there pretty fucking?
Yeah, there was some big dudes in there.
Yeah.
Big dudes in there.
Oh, and, that's negative.
And I had eyes on me right away, man. Because like,
you
know, I'm not a big dude, and you know, and I think a lot of guys wanted to run down on me at first.
So it's that?
When you want to get your commissary,
they
run down you and they just beat you up, take your commissary. I've seen it happen all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Supposedly one of the kids told me they were going to do it, but they told him, you know, not see, you know, see what he's about and all that. How I survived, thank God, my dad, man, was a big supporter of me. Put money on my books. I got the max for commissary a week, $75 in food. And $75 in clothes, like t-shirts and stuff.
So you just
I maxed out every
so you
week.
Bribe people with
but
honey
not
bugs?
Only that. I did brought what I did was they had a store on the block.
Yeah.
There was got the guys that ran the block that were workers. You get 4 to 6 workers on each block, and you know they open up stores. So say before commissary comes, I come to him and say, I want 2 soups. You get 2 for $3. He gives me 2. Next commissary, I give him 3.
So these 5 guys, for you're 7. Not allowed to have a store though, right?
10 to 15. You technically know, but yeah. I mean, no guards.
So these are just guys in their cells selling shit and
selling their own commissary and getting some back.
Chunky soups.
So these are just old school soup traders.
Pretty much.
You give 2 soups, then you get 2 soups, you give 3. And then he trades. Next thing
5 for 7, 5 for 8 is the worst, 10 for 15. Now, it took me 2 weeks to get in the mix and to get my commissary going.
Yeah.
And on the regular block. Once I got that going, the people saw I had money. I put money on some guy's book, one of the workers, for gave him $20. He gave me $10 worth of food. Now, let me tell you, I was starving when I got in.
Yeah, how was the food?
The food is absolutely horrible. I'm a picky eater as it is.
You don't even...
And I ate stuff that I would never dream of eating, but I ate it.
What was your first meal?
I can't tell you my first meal, but they do a lot of chili.
Yeah.
You know, I was not good. A big chili fan, but I got real into it. They do a lot of Stony Mac, and it's like, it's horrible. It's like meat and mac and cheese. It's not even mac and cheese. It's hard. It's the worst food on the planet.
And they don't give you that much.
They don't give you that, especially the county. They don't. There's guys that did a hunger strike one time. I heard a story.
Oh, jeez.
And
their DUI?
For 3 days, they did a hunger strike because they want bigger. You get your tray in the county.
What did they end up doing?
Now, they actually got the... They weren't... You're supposed to get... Your portion is supposed to be a certain... By law, by state law, it's supposed to be a certain amount.
Yeah.
Now, what happens is the kitchen workers, they eat all your food. They're picking it. And every meal you get like a meat, like your main course.
Yeah.
Then you get like a vegetable and you get like potatoes, rice, and you get a snack. In the county, you get a snack. You get all these cookies, pudding, brownies.
That's
what everyone's trading and stuff like that. You know, people play cards for their snacks. Now, the guys that work the kitchens, you know, they don't give you full portions.
Yeah.
So they did a hunger strike. They got, for 3 days, got the portions back to how they wanted. Big portions, but it only lasted for a week.
And then they started eating chili again.
They started giving them smaller. You know, for a week, they got the right portions supposed to do. And I'll tell you about upstate. When we get there, it's just a whole different ballgame with food.
So then, what anything else notable happened while you're in county
jail? A rape. This dude was getting raped.
Really?
Jesus
on your
Christ.
On your
block,
thing?
On my block. And this is how bad it was. All right. This dude owned this dude. He was raping him, and he wouldn't let him take a shit in his bathroom. So in the showers, he was taking shits in the showers, there's a little gutter for the drain for the water to go down, and he was with his feet pushing the shit down the drain.
Do you know what the guy who was being raped was in for?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Also, before I was in intake, I seen somebody kill himself. Seen somebody jump off the top tier and do a swan dive. Flat.
Fuck.
That was disturbing, man. That was, I mean.
How many floors did he jump from?
You got first floor, it's just a story.
So it's like 20 feet.
But there's a trail. There's a rail, and he stood up on the rail.
Ugh.
And
tried to go head first.
Like this, and put his hands doing it.
Holy!
It was disgusting.
Good
it was just,
God.
Dude,
and that's just in the. That's like your first month in there.
That was my first second. My second week in
so
the county.
So you're just hearing rumors about rapes. Did you see?
I didn't. I got on my block. That's when the rape was going on.
So you knew about it.
I knew about it. You know.
And the guy who killed himself was an intake.
He was an intake.
Okay.
This was before
Jesus,
he was an intake. There's a in George Hill and a lot of county prisons. A lot of suicides are not recorded. There's a lot of stuff that goes on that the regular world don't know about.
Yeah.
You know, they keep a lot of stuff because George Hill is privately owned. So the lot of stuff does not get out.
Oof.
You know?
That's
There's
crazy.
A lot of suicides that happened. That was very, I seen 2 suicides. That was disturbing. That was horrible. I mean, just the way it was bad.
The sound of it, that's horrible.
Yeah, it was. So I said, I'm in there for 3 months. That's the rape. You know, then my second month, I realized I kind of do this stuff. You know, I'm respected on the block because I'm spending money.
Yeah.
I'm pushing money around, going to the store every week.
Fucking soups.
To Chi-Chi's. The best thing about jail is this thing called Chi-Chi. What it is ramen noodles.
Yeah.
So say me, you, Matt, we're going to bid and do Chi-Chi together.
That'd be
you
sick.
Bring 2 soups, you just put 2 ramen noodles up. Right? You're going to bring the cheese curls. I'm going to bring the sausage log, the meat stick. You're going to bring, we'll do pickles and chips with you. You get a bag,
pickles
right?
Pickles and chips, dude. I would rape Matt first. Immediately, I'd be raping Matt.
I'm clearly
these
winning
these Chi-Chi's, man, are, I still make them to this day.
Really?
So it's just Cheetos mixed with?
It's cheese curls.
Cheese curls mixed with
ramen. What you do is you crush up the cheese curls.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, so it makes
and
it
you,
like cheese.
First off, the ramen noodles come in the square.
Yeah.
Right? You smash them all up, put them in the bag. Put your cheese curls in, and you cut up the meat log. Meat log's about that long, and you know, cut it with a razor blade. In the county, you actually get razors. You can buy razors from commissary, and people take them apart, and they're used as weapons.
Yeah.
And you put the sausages in. Normal chi-chi is cheese curls, soups, and the meat log. Yeah. That's the normal
Sounds
one.
Sounds good.
You add pickles to it. You can add, they get tuna, chicken breasts. You can buy on commissary. And I had, we'll go more when we get farther down my bed, but I had some great chi-chi. Some, they make wraps. They make wraps.
We'll have to have you. We'll buy it. You come over here and make us some chi-chi.
Yeah, it's man. Good, man. Dude, listen, I got big. I put a lot of weight on it, man. I put a lot of weight on that stuff.
Because you were kind of coming in and out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You looked pretty fucking husky for a second.
I'm back on my chi-chi bit, man. It
really?
It puts weight on me. Absolutely. So
I need to get off the chi-chis.
So my first 3 months, like I said, the raping, you know, I got accustomed to everybody. Everyone, you know, gave me respect. The reason I knew I got respect because one day when we were getting trades was hot dog lunch, which is awesome. I like hot dogs.
Yeah.
I screw up hot dogs.
It must be
now,
fucking lit on
somebody,
hot dog day.
Oh, somebody dropped a hot dog. Like I said, they bring the trays to the block. It's just enough for everyone. Everyone gets one.
Yeah.
No extra stuff. Now, somebody dropped a hot dog. What they did is, what happened was the trays are stacked up.
Uh-huh.
And when he picked up his tray, the hot dog got stuck to the tray and came on the ground. Now, I just took it because I was eating like a champ. I was Chi-Chi's every
time. So you ate the hot dog?
I was eating
Chi-Chi's
3 times a day sometimes.
Yeah.
I was doing personal Chi-Chi's for myself.
That's like living it up.
Man. I was living. Well, Big Phil represent. Now, this hot dog fell on the ground.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever, I'll take it. You know, I was being, you know, team player, took it. And then about like 10 minutes later, I'm in my cell. It was during lunchtime. I hear Lynch or Phil, my name being called.
Yeah.
And it was one of the block workers, Tweez, man. He's a good dude. I just want to stay with him. And he had a hot dog for me.
Damn,
and
you gave another hot dog?
I remember my cell, he was saying, dude, I never seen that happen before. You know, for no guys to go out of your way to, you know, do that.
That's
it's
awesome.
Just like, it was cool. It was because, like, I never accumulate debt. They made money off of me.
Yeah.
I spread love to the people that, you know, I knew would give it back. I definitely got, you know, beat a lot of times my first month,
months.
But it means
for what? Like a can of fucking
dumb stuff, you know?
Soup, bro?
Yeah, it's like soups and stuff. Yeah. But
like somebody
you
would
learn.
Fuck you up and take your
not
soup?
Not fuck me up. Would say, you know, I'll give you one on commissary.
Oh,
no,
okay,
prom.
That's what you mean. I thought you meant beat.
So, you're telling in jail there's some definitely, there's some like shitty soup traders in there?
Absolutely. Oh my God.
It's one scrupulous fucking soup merchant.
They're bad. There's a known one. He's a known one through the county. You go there to George Hill and say this guy's name, and everyone's got stories for days about him.
About his bad soup deals?
Everything. How
he's like Donald Trump of soup deals.
This dude did 2 years. He maxed out his county sentence in 2 years, right?